here on the Bernie and Sid in the Morning Show, Talk Radio 77 WABC. Again, if you missed it, we had Dr. Anthony Fauci on at 7:05 this morning. It was really good. Very informative and a nice back and forth. You can find that at WABCradio.com, and I recommend you go back and listen because he gave us a solid 13 minutes, which is more than we're going to get when he's up there every single day with Trump and Pence and Burks and that whole crew. So check that out. Now, we've got a nice guest coming on right now. Her name is Dr. Luana Marquez, a licensed clinical psychologist in the state of Massachusetts, an expert in cognitive behavioral therapy. And right now, of course, she works at Harvard, too, assistant professor there. So right now, of course, with everything going on, all the fear about the unknown, people cooped up in their own homes and apartments or self-isolated or quarantined, what comes with that is depression, anxiety, and all these things. And the question is, how do you deal with that? And she'll have some answers for us. So with that said, Dr. Luana Marquez is on the line. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. Well, listen, for me, I can tell you that I've got a bunch of dumbbells in my house, and Bernie, too, my partner here, we both like to work out, so I continue working out. I've started to run a couple of miles every single day, and for me, that does help. But for folks that are really having a tough time with anxiety, depression, don't know what to do, give us some examples of what folks can do to try to get past this difficult period.
Sure. I think the first thing we need to remember here is that anxiety and some sadness and loss is normal right now. And all of us are going to be experiencing some of it. So the question is when it becomes too much. And there are three techniques that I've been sharing with my patients. The first one is to remember sort of cool off your brain. When your brain gets too activated, when we watch too much news or when we're sort of on all the time, then we're on fight or flight and limits our ability to do anything productive. So things like mindfulness, going for a walk, limiting your media consumption to good shows like your interview with Dr. Fauci this morning, really trying to cool off your brain is one thing. The second is not forgetting our biological needs. I'm so glad that you talked about continuing to exercise. I think we have to remember to exercise, to eat, and to sleep, because all those three things have been shown to reduce our anxiety, but most important in this moment, they also boost our immune system. So it doesn't matter what people do, even if you're just putting some music on and dancing with your kids at home, I think remembering their biological needs and making sure it's not optional, right? It's really right to boost our immune system.
No.
And the last one.
Go ahead. No, you go, Dr. Marquez. Go ahead, please.
And so the third one that I want to make sure that we remember is staying connected, that we know there's negative effects of being stuck at home, like increasing trauma symptoms or depression. And so really capitalize on going virtual and calling your friends, FaceTiming, making sure that connection's there. Those three things can really keep our anxiety at bay and back to the zone.
Yes, I was going to mention that social media, I mean, it gets a bad rap a lot of times, people on the phones too much, this, that, and the other. But at a time like this, social media and your phones can really be an asset. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, there are studies, scientific studies shown that connecting through even Facebook decreases anxiety, decreases depression, increases well-being. So yes, I think a little too much of anything can get us in trouble, but social media can actually be one of those things that prevent us from having too much anxiety and depression right now.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, though, because I think it goes both ways. For example, I'll be honest here. I got aggravated with my wife a couple of days ago because she was on the phone for like 7 hours. Now, she was working and doing some other things, but she was texting friends, talking on the phone to friends. And I look at this as an opportunity sometimes for families who otherwise are not together a lot because both parents work and the kids are at school to spend some time together and make that time valuable. So I think there's a you got to make the right time between doing what you're talking about and at the same time, the family time, I think, right now is important.
I don't think it's important. I think it's crucial. I think, you know, in our house, we've been turning off the phone and cooking together and trying to really dedicate and actually be thankful, right, for that moment that it's a middle of a pandemic. But yet, as you said, most of the time, my husband and I are at work and we're not home with our son. So I think just even negotiating with your family in the morning and saying, hey, what is the time that we're going to turn off the electronics for a little bit and connect? That's crucial.
Luana Marquez, Dr. Luana Marquez, clinical psychologist. Dr. Marquez, the whole routine, a lot of people, of course, working from home and kids are learning, remote learning, they call it. They're taking classes on their computers. But I've read various pieces where people say, go through the routine of putting on your clothes and stopping for lunch and you just act like you're at work, behave like you're at work. And you'll feel normal, more normal. Is that anything to that, or can you just sit there in your PJs and it's the same?
Well, establishing a new routine is crucial. Our brain right now has a lot of uncertainty. And the more uncertainty that it has, the more active it gets. Our routine is a way that our brain actually slows down and feel like a little more normal. So I've said to everyone, my patients, get up, take a shower, establish a routine. But you just said something super important. Take breaks. Make sure you're connecting. Don't go on, because I've seen a lot of people now, they're working from home, just working all the time. That's going to burn you out and get you more depressed. But I definitely think a routine is crucial at this moment. But a new routine, right? We can't act as if it was the old routine either, because the reality is it is a new time for all of us.
Yeah, Dr. Marquez with us here. I guess people are also starting to drink more. You know, ordinarily you get home from work maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock. You have a cocktail. Now you're home all day. Happy hour starts maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And for folks that are taking antidepressants and other medication, I know, for example, a few people who are actually taking more. They've upped their milligram dosage. So I think also with that, Dr. Marquez, got to be careful not to, because you're home all day, drink more, take more medication, do those types of things to help soothe the concern and the sadness.
Absolutely. You hit on something so important. I think there's a slippery slope here, right? And why are you drinking more? Is it that you're more stressed and you're more anxious? And if that's the function of drinking more, then my suggestion is that you really find some support to decrease that drinking, because we know that drinking not only is going to make you more depressed and more anxious, but also is going to interfere with your sleep, which we know now is going to interfere with your immune system. So I agree with you. Limit that alcohol, careful with the social hour, and then about the medication, you know, I think you really need to consult with your psychiatrist or your primary care, whoever's prescribing the medication. I've seen some patients who have severe depression had to increase their medication, and that's appropriate. We want to be careful when we're talking about medications like benzodiazepines, which are quick-acting medications, and people might abuse at times or increase tolerance, I should say. So I think I really strongly suggest people consult with their doctors before doing that.
Yeah, and you got to pick your spots with the getting liquored up and smoking the reefer joints and all of that stuff. Pick your spots, you know, a little bit goes a long way, not too much. But Dr. Luana Marquez, clinical psychologist, of course, a lot of people, they could do things. Doctor, am I wrong? They could engage in projects, things that they should have done a long time ago. Clean out the garage, clean out your closets, the stuff like that.
I think, you know, one of the things my family did early this week is create a list of things that we don't usually get to and to try to make them fun, right? If we're going to clean out our closets, how can we do that and perhaps give some things to the homeless right now who are really needing more help, right? So can you actually do some of your own projects and find ways to be of service to our community who is really hurting right now? I totally agree with you.
You know, in the New York Post today, Dr. Marquez, on page 6, this is good for my wife, she's an attorney, but they're saying that the divorce lawyers are getting tons and tons of phone calls because now spouses are mandatory to stay at home, and they're really finding out how much they hate their significant other, and they're getting tons and tons of phone calls. And, for example, we live in a small apartment on the Upper West Side. There's nowhere to go for people in one apartment. So if, in fact, a significant other, a husband and a wife, a boyfriend and a girlfriend, are fighting, having difficulties, what do you recommend they do? Because they are stuck in the house. They can't run out and go to a friend or go someplace else. What do you recommend they do to try to at least squelch the fighting or at least lessen the tension?
I think the first thing I'd recommend is stay ahead of that. So first, you know, trying to do things for yourself, because if you're feeling well yourself, then you're less likely to engage on that fighting. Then if you notice if you're fighting, one of the techniques that we use in couple therapy all the time is time out, but with a time back in. So if you notice that you're escalating together, I think it's important to cool off, go do something productive for yourself, and then go back in and try to renegotiate the points of tension. And then really rely on social support outside of their relationship. If the relationship is really something that's toxic right now, then reaching out to your family, friends, your support system, it is very challenging. I'm with you. We're in a small apartment, so I can see how all of us can get on each other. And also remember that, right, that these are unusual times, and perhaps when we are fighting over the broken glass, really what we're fighting is about that we are anxious, we're scared, and that's normal at a time of a pandemic.
Well, let me tell you something. That's some invaluable advice from Dr. Luana Marquez. She is a clinical psychologist. And listen, doctor, thank you for that. I mean, that was great, helpful information for our audience. We appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Great job. Dr. Luana Marquez right there up in Massachusetts, as Bernie talked about, a clinical psychologist, also teaches classes at Harvard, so she's the real deal.